It's 88.5 KCSN, and I'm here with Hozier. Welcome to KCSN.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I get the sense in talking with you and watching you warm up for the live session today that you really are focused on your art and your music, that you seem to have a sense of that's really what you're here for. You've been dealing with, I'll use the word, buzz. There's been a whole lot happening. Are you acclimating to that part of this endeavor?
I'm a little bit. It's busy. It's been a busy tour, so there's very little time to think about that. And you only get moments of it if there is, as you put it. But the response and the reception has been really warm. And the people have been exceptional and stuff. So it's been a pleasure. Like, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It's just been great.
And in the course of that, because you have been being received warmly and there has been some excitement and anticipation, I would assume then, particularly in the live performances that you've engaged in, you're feeling inspired. I have to believe that it's good to be able to come over to this big hunk of land and see that and have it happening.
It would give optimistic men reason for hope. It's not.
Were we speaking to an optimistic man?
yeah. I'd like to, you know, maybe it's being Irish, this is something. It's nice to have a healthy kind of pessimism. Not pessimism, but just a healthy realism.
Pragmatism.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it is like, so I don't, you know, I wouldn't engage I wouldn't indulge myself too much, but it is so, it's just to go and do, we did school night the other night at Bordeaux, right. And it was lovely. Like, and just a reception like that is incredibly, and it makes everything worthwhile. It does reaffirm that, wow, this is really what I want to do. And
my lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Like a dog at the shrine of your life, I'll tell you my sins and you can chop in your knife. Offer me that deathless death and good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can chop in your knife. Offer me that deathless death and good God, let me give you my life. Pagan of the good times, my lover's the sunlight, to keep the goddess on my side, she demands sacrifice, drain the whole sea, get something shiny, something meaty for the main course, that's a fine looking high horse, what you got in the stable, we've a lot of starving faithful, that looks tasty, that looks plenty. This is hungry work. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death and good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death and good God, let me give you my life. No masters or kings, when the riches
Take me to church.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, sounds as if it's being sung from the pulpit itself.
Right.
But it has become, particularly the video, has now become because of the duality, some of it intended, in your writing, of the message. Why don't you talk to us about the song and your intentions of the expression in the song, and now how it is being received very favorably as a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And was that intended or not? Give some your own perspective on that.
Well, the song was always kind of, it was about humanity, and it's about sexuality, and it's about making a, reaffirming yourself as human and through a sexual act, as a sexual act being, I suppose, one of the most natural human things a person could do.
We wouldn't be here without
it. Exactly. You're born, you make babies,
right,
and you die. And those are pretty much the three most important things a human, everything else is just filler. So, but also as a sexual act is something that maybe there's organizations, in this case, say the Catholic Church, would pontificate over quite a lot, over and about sexual orientation and stuff like that. But and in my view, as these are just natural things, this is just natural humanity. It undermines what it is to be human. It's undermining the human experience and humanity at its most natural. And that's what the song was kind of about. And electing maybe perhaps a lover in this case, in the place of religion. Something that you can tangibly, you can hold on to, something that's worth loving and worth worshiping. And that's kind of what, and the rest is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of slight, let's say, at organizations.
It's evident in your music that gospel and blues inform your vocabulary. How did that become such a big part of your musical inspiration?
It would have been the only music I listened to as a child. My dad was a drummer in blues bands in Dublin before I was born and when I was a very young child. So the only music I would have been exposed to was Chicago blues, Muddy Waters, Johnny Hooker, Alan Wolfe, and then Chess and Stax Records, Motown Records. But so that my childhood is just blues. It's just listening to blues music and then discovering Delta, and just I had a love. It's a music that kind of feels like, in that way, like home to me, And even I think my dad, one of the first videos he ever sat me down and watched was like the Blues Brothers. I used to kind of sit down and watch that at the age of three, over and over again. But so I was very heavily exposed to blues music as a young child, and then discovering it as a teenager, picking up guitar and just listening to it and learning how to play. And so it's very fundamental in the way that I listen to music, in the way that I experience things,
when you're near me, honey, when you kill the light.
South by Southwest and seeing it's just it's Ooh. Great yeah it's fantastic to be having the opportunity to see so many different artists who are so dedicated to what they do, and it reaffirms, well, okay, you know, this is what I want to do, and this is why would I want to do anything else, like, you know what I mean.
But you also did something that can conversely be soul crushing to artists. You managed to go into South by Southwest and create and inflate adoption and acceptance and appreciation for music. And I think you could see with the 4,000 artists that perform there, there are artists that can go in those kind of moments and nothing happens and they lose some confidence. Yeah. You, conversely, are coming out of it feeling accepted, and there is that back to that buzzword again surrounding you.
Yeah, well, I'm incredibly
lucky. Knock wood on that one.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I'm incredibly lucky. Like, I'm incredibly fortunate. And we have just, And South by Southwest is a hard place to navigate. The sheer vastness of it, if you don't have a good team, if you don't have, you know, a good band with you. And
no one told you that you'd have 4 feet of room to get from one club to the other, man, and yeah, carry your equipment.
It's intense. Yeah. You know? But I was just incredibly fortunate. We were playing some really great shows. And
you played one in the church, which is spectacular.
St. David's, which was probably my favorite of those few days.
Well, we're excited to have you here and appreciative that you came out. As the audience is hearing, you put your heart and soul into every performance, and certainly one now lives here at KCSN as a document, and we look forward. I'm going to see you later tonight, and we look forward to catching up with you on your next trip back, and wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
It's Hozier here, live on 88.5 KCSN.